Proverbs 13:12 says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life." You have your hopes up, but things just aren't working out. And with each passing day, you just get a sick feeling, wondering if the thing will ever work out. Have you been in the situation where you're waiting, and the waiting itself just made you feel downright sick to your own stomach, and just made you feel almost depressed? Remember what it was like as a kid waiting for something. Parents tell their kids, fretting over something doesn't help. The clock moves at the same speed, and until that birthday arrives or Christmas Day arrives, you're just going to have to wait. But then, the kids would see the adults fretting. And it's usually much more serious, like an unemployed dad trying to get a job and remaining unemployed. With each job interview and no callback or job offer, kids will see their dad's frustration and disappointment, while they will see and hear their mom with the same frustration and disappointment, while also being concerned for her husband's feelings of despair and helplessness. If you've ever known a hardworking man who desires to be the provider for his family and can't get a job, then you know what our proverb means when it says, "Hope deferred maketh the heart sick." In the day in which these proverbs were written, any sort of travel or journey would have taken weeks or months in most cases, and the risk was much greater. Men who had to travel for the purpose of trade in order to make a living would leave behind a wife and family who would then watch for his return. And if the date of his expected return came and went, there would rarely be anything else to do but to just wait and watch for the next day. You couldn't text or make a phone call. You didn't even have a telegraph. And there's really no mailing system to send a letter other than wrapping it and sending it along with traders from one point to the next. And that would go no faster than the man was traveling in the first place, so the message wouldn't arrive any faster and the whole thing would be futile. So the family would wait and wait. And with each passing day, the possibility that something bad had happened would simply increase the worry on the part of the wife and family. If enough time passed, they would become so heartsick that it could be debilitating. After all, if the husband and father died, life would become much more difficult for the family and almost unbearable for most. They'd lose their ability to make ends meet. After so much time would pass and the traveling husband and father would not return, their family would be completely heartsick until news of his demise would arrive, or they would see him in the distance, heading toward them slowly from his long journey. Imagine the joy, the relief, the happiness, and all the other emotions that family would feel when the man of the house returned from his long journey, safe and sound. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Families experience this when a loved one goes off to war in military service. I've heard stories from families who went weeks or months not hearing from a loved one in World War II or Korea or Vietnam. They couldn't help but think the worst, and they just get sick over it until they would suddenly receive word that their loved one was safe and doing fine. Of course, many didn't get that good news when they got news, and that possibility made the wait for news all the more difficult. To a less dramatic degree, Christians can get that way about the rapture. As the world situation grows darker in preparation for the Antichrist and the coming tribulation of Daniel's 70th week prophecy, some get despondent. They wonder, "How long, O Lord?" Heaven seems so far away, but it is so close. We'll be there any moment. And when that moment comes, it will literally place us at the Tree of Life. Revelation 22:1-3 says, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." When the desire cometh, it is a tree of life.